Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
But there is nothing left to fight for. She has left. She's gone. She's packing up her things right now. You going out to make that final ditch effort to get her to come back in the house when the U-Haul is pulled up. My brother, her stuff's already packed. She's gone. She's left. That's what I just heard from the Jackson County Commissioner. I'd be very curious to hear what you guys just heard. 913-586-7965. Somebody who helped pack the U-Haul in this analogy is Bob Fesco. He joins us again on the show. Bob, what did you make of that press conference we just heard?
Well, exactly what you just said. I was just on with Scott and Dana on KNBZ, and they read a text from the text line. They go, that dude sounded like an ex-lover whose girlfriend was leaving with somebody better, and he was making one last effort to kind of keep her in. And you had the same analogy. My analogy wasn't as eloquent as you guys. I compared it to being on the playground as a kid, and somebody insults you, and you have nothing to say, and you just go, nuh-uh. Like, that's kind of what I felt like that was. You know, from Phil Lavoda and the folks over at Jackson County. It's like, we're going to show Jackson County residents what we offered the Chiefs. So when they announce on Monday that they're going to Kansas, we can turn around and say, see, we offered all of this and they turned it down, and they can flip the script on the Chiefs being the bad guy instead of the leadership of Jackson County and Kansas City being the bad guys, taking Phil Lavoda out of this. He came in way too late for this. Phil's busting his ass to try to keep the Chiefs there. If Frank White put in, you know, 1 ounce of effort like Phil Lavoda has put in, maybe we're not having these conversations.
Yeah, it just, I guess, at least for me, and I don't know these people on a personal level. I don't know the people on the Kansas side. I'm just somebody that keeps up with this. All I've heard from the Kansas side is confidence. They've never wavered. From the moment that that vote failed, they have had the confidence, oh, we are taking the teams away from you. Maybe not today, but we are going to stay at it. We're going to stay at it. And we, at every single public display, Kansas has exuded, we are about to take your teams from you. And for this to kind of be the definitive piece of audio in all of this, they sounded defeated. They sounded mad. I made the argument with Rob. It's kind of like when you're having an argument in the barbershop, and if you feel the need, you got to get up and start yelling, bro, you are losing the argument. I don't care what we're arguing about. That's what I just heard. One side is cool as a cucumber. That is not the way the Missouri side is, and that's just indicative of you've lost. You got defeated in all of this.
You're exactly right, Carrington, and I don't know that I could say it any better than that. It's funny when, you know, you get into a fight with somebody, the louder person usually is the person that is losing. And that's why I keep telling people all the time. People are like, well, you know, Leawood doesn't want it. Leawood doesn't have a say. I don't care what Leawood says, right? You haven't heard anything from Overland Park other than Mayor Skoog the other day releasing that statement. You really haven't heard much from the state of Kansas up until the last, you know, day or so where they've been out there. There's a reason for that, because they've been working behind the scenes to get all this stuff done and to dot all these I's and to put the best offers out there forward and to do it in a calm, private setting where not a lot of people knew what was going on, right? Not a lot of people had an understanding. Not a lot of people cared at that point in time. But Kansas just kept at it, you know, to kind of steal your analogy a little bit, the tortoise versus the hare. You know, you read that story when you're a kid, and slow and steady wins the race. And sure seems like right now where Kansas is, they were the slow and steady ones at this, and they're ultimately going to win the race. I think today, and I give Phil Lovoto a lot of credit for rolling this out and letting Jackson County know what they would have been, you know, asked to do and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, you can turn the blame and blame it on the franchises for leaving. They said, we put our best foot forward, and it wasn't good enough for our team to do that. And so they decided to leave.
Bob, what do you think the breaking point was? I mean, I would say, Missouri and the Chiefs have had a very long relationship. I know it has been contentious at times, but they have had a good relationship. There had to be a breaking point. And I think at least some of the frustration for me as a Missouri resident is this. I don't think the Chiefs have ever really presented a plan that would show they want to stay in Missouri. That renovation thing that they slapped together, that felt to me like somebody who woke up in the middle of the night and tried to put something to not get a zero on their project. That cannot be the best renovation plan that they could come up with. I think they are doing ultimately what they always wanted to do. I always think they wanted a brand new stadium in Kansas. So I think some of the frustration, at least for me, is they never really made an effort to stay. But I am curious, as somebody who has been on top of this thing, what do you think the breaking point was?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't know exactly what the breaking point was. I think, you know, a lot of it had to do with the way Frank White handled things, I would imagine, and how anti-stadium and paying for it he was. And I think maybe that kind of turned to be the breaking point in all of this. But also, too, I think ultimately, Carrington, what the breaking point is, if we want to use that term, is that Kansas is offering up the money and the stadiums and everything that they want without having to go to a vote of the public. And even though Phil Lovoto said today they're going to lower the tax to a quarter of a cent, it's still a tax on the people. And I just feel like at this day and age in America right now, everybody is just taxed out. Everybody has had enough of taxes, whether it's a 3/8 cents here or a quarter cent there. Like, it all adds up, and people are looking for any way. It's expensive to live right now, dude. Like, you know how it is. It's expensive. Kids are expensive. Life's expensive. Family's expensive. And if you can get these two stadiums built and not have to charge a tax of the people to do so, that's what you're going to do, because you don't have to go to a vote. And I think they look at that and they're like, we already got our nuts kicked in this first vote. Why do we want to do this again?
Bob, I don't know how to move forward when you say nuts kicked in. I appreciate
the
time.
I mean, it was like
Bob, I couldn't hear you say that and then form myself to get another serious question. You're right. That is absolutely what happened. Bob, tell your wife I said hello. You know I love the Fesco family. We appreciate you coming on today.
Love you as well, Carrington. Have a good holiday.
You too, man. I couldn't move forward. I didn't have another serious question. That was a funny term.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.